I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's Thanksgiving, a day when we gather with family and friends to count our blessings and remind ourselves of what's most important in life. Today, we'll join a celebration of two families who are feeling especially grateful, the Zellers and the Shinwaris. The family's friendship was forged in battle. Matt Zeller was a first lieutenant serving in Afghanistan in 2008. Janice Shinwari was an Afghan interpreter working for the U.S. Army. Zeller credits Shinwari with saving his life when he was ambushed by the Taliban. When Shinwari landed on a Taliban death list, he sought safety in the United States. But getting a visa proved to be a daunting process. Matt Zeller and Janice Shinwari, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And gentlemen, first, could you tell us about that first day when you met?
Yeah, sure. This is Matt. We met early to mid-April 2008. We met really quickly in passing. I just arrived on our small 20-man outpost, and I was introduced to Janice as one of the interpreters who worked there. And I said all of about five words to him, which was, "Hi, nice to meet you. Looking forward to working with you." I didn't realize that a week later he'd end up saving my life and become my best friend, and that, you know, we'd end up spending our Thanksgivings together going forward.
First time that we met each other, that was just an introduction of new unit because they were new on the ground in Afghanistan. And we just talked for 5 minutes. And after that, yeah, their unit was ambushed by Taliban and I saved his life there. And now I'm safe here. Even I didn't believe that I will celebrate the Thanksgiving with my best friend, my brother, in the United States. And this is the first time that I am celebrating the Thanksgiving Day with Zeller and with his family. This is very nice.
Janice or Matt, explain to us the sort of circumstances with which sealed your fate as brothers.
Yeah, so this is Matt again. April 28th, 2008, my unit and I were out assessing an Afghan police outpost, making sure that it was manned, that the police there were doing their job, that type of stuff. And on the way back from that assessment, we got ambushed by about 45 members of the Taliban, so 45 versus the 15 of us. And long story short, about an hour in this firefight, I had run out of grenades and I was running pretty low on bullets. And I thought, well, okay, this might be it. I might die on the side of a hilltop in a sort of a nameless village in the middle of nowhere. And kind of right out of a movie, a quick reaction force, the cavalry coming to save us sort of at the last moment, just arrived out of nowhere. And Janice was in the lead vehicle. And I didn't know this at the time. He hopped out of that lead vehicle and I felt someone jump into my foxhole with me. And the next thing I know, before I could turn and see who it was, I heard the unmistakable sound of an AK-47 going off next to my head, and I turned, and it was Janice. I'll let him tell you what he was doing.
Yeah, when I got to the fight zone, I saw the first thing that their first truck was blown up by ID. I saw it from a far distance, and we were going to save their life. I was with the Quick Reaction Force unit to go and save their lives. When we got there, I jumped out from my Humvee, and I saw somebody was shooting his M4 toward the enemies, and he was a couple meters away from the other unit fighting against the Taliban. And I saw that guy's alone. Even I didn't know that he was Matt. And I ran to go and save that guy and bring him back from the kill zone to the safe zone. When I got close to the Matt, I saw two Taliban that they were sneaking from the behind to get Zeller alive or shoot him. And first thing I did, I shot at them and I killed both of them. And then, yeah, and from that time, when we got back to the base, Zeller assigned me as his own interpreter. And I was assigned to him and we became good friends and brothers.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today on Thanksgiving if it wasn't for Janice's actions that day. I mean, my brother here literally saved my life.
Janice, you served as an interpreter for the U.S. Army for 7 years. What happened after that? What made you decide to move to the U.S.?
I was in Kabul. I got a call from Zeller, and he told me that brother, he is leaving. And when their team left, Ghazni was getting worse, the Ghazni province. And literally, I found out that my name was added to the Taliban kill list. And that's why I transferred from Ghazni to Kabul City.
Yeah, so that was 2009 when Janis transferred to Kabul. And then in 2011, the officer he was working with at the time, the American officer, and I talked. We both felt Janis at that point really was in a lot of danger. And Janis also agreed the Taliban had really stepped up their efforts to try and hunt him down and his family and exact their revenge. And so early 2011, under our counsel, mine and other military officers, Janis submitted his application for his U.S. visa. We didn't think it would take the State Department 2 years and that they would literally put him through probably one of the worst emotional roller coasters I've ever heard of to get here.
Now, Matt, a guy like Janis, it just kind of seems like a no-brainer. He worked for the U.S. Army, the U.S. military for 7 years, put himself in harm's way, and then there's a problem of some sort. What were you told the problem was, and what did people say you should do about it?
What ended up happening was Janis ultimately got his visa from the State Department. Now, to come here, Janis had to give the U.S. military at least one honorable year of faithful service. He served the military for 7, so he met that in spades. He had to be declared by the U.S. government as not to be a bad guy, and he had to prove that because of his service, he was in danger. He was able to do all of these things, you know, very easily and very, you know, with flying colors. The problem is that in order to compel the State Department to do their job, we had to go to the press to get some attention and sort of embarrass them into doing the right thing. The double-edged sword with that is that the Taliban ended up actually reading the U.S. news and saw that he got his visa and did the only thing that they had available to him at that point. They called the anonymous tip line that our embassy, the U.S. embassy in Kabul, has set up to report suspected attacks. And they said, Janis is actually a bad guy working for us.
You know that's the problem, this anonymous phone call? That's what they told you?
No, they wouldn't tell me. What they would tell me is that for reasons of national security, they're not allowed to talk to me about what actually went wrong with this case. I was a CIA officer for 4 years, and so I started digging around, talking to some former colleagues and some friends of mine who are pretty senior U.S. government folks at the State Department and elsewhere. And they're the ones who ended up sort of giving me, you know, the inside skinny as what was really going on. And it was because of that knowledge that I ultimately decided to get Congress involved. The State Department was so taken aback by Congress's anger over this that they decided the only way they could get rid of this was to polygraph Janis twice. And he passed both times, and as a result, they could definitively say without any doubt that it was just a bogus phone call. Finally, we were able to get him and his wife and 2 children their visas, and they immigrated here at the end of October.
Janis Inwari, you've been here for a little over a month now. What was your adjustment to America like?
This is a big change. The important thing for me and for my family that we are very safe here. In Afghanistan, we were not safe. My kids, they were at home all the time. We couldn't let them go out to play with the other kids. And here, my kids, they are playing with Matt's daughter every day. They are happy. They are free. They can go everywhere. It's a big difference in my life.
I know. I definitely think this is the first of many Thanksgivings that we're going to share together.
Matt Zeller and Janis Shinwari enjoying a special Thanksgiving. And gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.